Reno Center, August 1st, 2021.
Hi, everybody. Is that June? Is that you?
It's me, or maybe it was my shadow. Can you see me?
We do. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. Well, Cavi is in Atlanta tonight, so I am tagging in for study circle. It is the last question of Most Precious tonight. It is question 66. I'll go ahead and read the question and answer. Can you guys hear me okay? Dear one, we have a very hard time leaving you. Please speak to us your last words. Speak the nectar of all wisdom that has been said. Answer. Yes. First of all, you did not come here in vain. You might not know the true reason yet. I have been here on this mountain for so many years, and never before was I visible to anyone. My work is done only in silence. You are truly the few. I am happy to have spent this time with all of you. As I look into each and every one of you, I see only myself. You are closer to me, and I am closer to you than any distance that can exist. I give each one of you an invisible sword, one that only you know of. As the appearances come to your consciousness to fool you or to make you believe in fear, separation, anxiety, and pain, or even believing in the good things in life, which could give you the false impression of the one reality, you silently use your invisible sword. By a touch of the sword, these appearances will vanish, showing you that nothing outside of yourself has power for you to fear, resist, or fight. Be consciously aware of this priceless truth. Use your sword of truth as often as you see discord, disease, disharmony that appear to have any power to the believers. Then remember my words. In silence, the totality is known. Do this very secretly. No one needs to know your inner work until you are told to speak. Before I go into our questions, I just want to open it up to see if anybody has any initial reactions or anything they want to share or ask before we go to the questions. All right. Our first question tonight is on this first part. Yes, first of all, you did not come here in vain. You might not know the true reason yet. I have been here on this mountain for so many years, and never before was I visible to anyone. My work is done only in silence. You are truly the few. I am happy to have spent this time with all of you. As I look into each and every one of you, I see only myself. You are closer to me, and I am closer to you than any distance can exist. So now we're going to ask, what is your reaction to this first part, and how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel honestly, special, grateful, fated, lucky. I remember when I first used to hear this, this part always just brought me a lot of peace and a lot of hope that everything in my life had brought me to this point. And now all these years later, I can feel it's more true than ever. So just like this was, that the meeting was not random and that it was meant just for me, and I'm very grateful for it. And it's very special.
The part where she says that I have been on this mountain for years. I remember each time that I've heard that, really wanting to understand what it means in my life. When I look back in my own life, I can see signs of, not many, but signs that I would have such a meeting, that there was something else for me. But I always kind of wondered what that really means, that she was waiting on that mountain for years.
Yeah, this whole answer just makes me cry. I think I have a similar reaction to Cavi. I feel like it's speaking to me, and I just feel so grateful and so fortunate.
For me, it's such a, so much grateful, of course, and such a hope that I'm not by my own. Something else brought me here, and that one will take care of the things. And I was just reading this, and I was thinking why it says, I'm so happy to spend this time with all of you. Why she's happy? Because we are happy, and I know why I'm happy, but I don't know why you are happy.
The part where it's, she says, I'm closer to you.
Cavi, are you asking a question or talking?
No, I was sharing something and I got lost in it. Makes me think, I don't know if this makes sense, but this meeting took a life of so much pain. And just reduced that pain, and created so much joy instead. That closeness, something about it just really resonates when I look at my life and all that this entity, this guru, this guide has ever done is reduce my pain. Like nothing else in it for the guide that makes me feel like that closeness. It takes on a new meaning when you realize all it has done is remove your pain. I don't know how to explain it, but it's that closeness takes on a meaning for me, something special.
Would anyone else like to share on this one? All right, the next part. I give each one of you an invisible sword, one that only you know of. As the appearances come to your consciousness to fool you or to make you believe in fear, separation, anxiety, and pain, or even believing in the good things in life, which could give you the false impression of the one reality, you silently use your invisible sword. By a touch of the sword, these appearances will vanish, showing you nothing outside of yourself has power for you to fear, resist, or fight. Be consciously aware of this priceless truth. Use your sword of truth as often as you see discord, disease, and disharmony that appear to have any power to the believers. So the question here, what is your understanding or experience with this invisible sword?
I don't know exactly what it was at first, all those years ago when I first read it, but I can't remember exactly what this sword was for me then. But in over the last few years, since we've really worked on watching the thoughts and watching them disappear when you watch them, I think of it a lot now. And to me, it really, when something comes up that bothers me, all these tools, we can just look at it and it runs away. To me, that feels a lot like the sword that's described here, and it feels like very powerful, and it's instantaneous in a lot of cases now.
Can I please say something? This invisible sword means it's a tool that reminds me of all the things that I'm not, and all the things that essentially I reject. It's the law in la ilaha illallah. And it helps me go to silence, get closer to silence, and closer to truth. That's what this word means to me.
For me, I know it works, but a lot of times I forget I have it, or I still forget to use it. So I'm still at the point where sometimes I'm not sure when to use that or when not to.
This question and answer is sum total of most precious. And sword of truth, you know, when people go to war, they use the sword of righteousness or the sword of anger or the sword of this and that. And there is a lot to be perished that way. This sword of knowledge or wisdom is the only weapon that we use to eliminate the faults. And what is that sword? The sword is when we hear the truth and it's to some extent saturated with it. And then this develop discrimination in us, a familiarity to what is really eternal and what is not. And the way to use this sword is, it doesn't have to be one method or one technique. Anytime there is something that is occupying our mind too much, or bringing out our sentiments and emotions and all of that, this sword reminds us that all you have to do is just stay and not believe it. They reverse the belief system, because mind hangs on to what it believes. And by this sword, we show that the belief we had before caused problem, and we just stay and dwell on the fact of the temporariness of the life as a body and mind. So you might hear some background noise. I've got my family in the other room, but this sword, you can't even say it's a sword of righteousness. It's a sword that breaks the chain that binds us. And when there is one truth come to your mind, that's one sword. When you can look at the thoughts and not go with that, is another sword. It's the same sword being used different way. So combination of wisdom that can replace our brainwashing and undoing the damage, and using the stay meditation or connecting with omnipresent meditation, all of that is what that lady on the mountain was trying to tell her. Even in the very good and joyful time that will lull us to believe that life is flawless, we're trapping ourselves for another coming. But once we know coming of discomfort, but once we know the quality of duality, then we enjoy the enjoyment, and we even go through what is not enjoyable with our silence. That would be our sword. So I think this is a very precious gift to remember, that this sword now is in our hand. It is not in the hand of somebody else. We have this sword, and no one else can take it away from us. Sorry, they're watching soccer. And I think the most precious book, the first two questions, sets the tone for this answer. You know, how to go beyond the mind to eliminate pain and suffering. And then here it is, our sword. Sword of discrimination and passive gaze.
I'm so grateful for this sword, and I'm so grateful that it reminds me so constantly. It catches me all the time, and when it doesn't catch me and I'm struggling, and there's just so many swords, there's so many tools, it's so pervasive, and it's life-changing and it's life-saving.
That song is very important in lives, that song. Keeping the good company really helps our progress amazingly. It does do that. And also, like Adrienne was saying, I don't use as much as I should. And I think we need to eliminate this type of thinking because it keeps us in this state of wishing. I think just the fact that you show up, just the fact that when you're reminded, you do it, shows that this wheel is moving and it will take momentum when it gets to a lower elevation, so to speak. So we just have to dig and not look back and look in front of us and always stay in comparison with ourselves. There are majority of people, if they connected to our Zoom, they would think, what is going on here? I'm not interested, it's boring, or I don't understand that, or I'm not interested, whatever it is. So we are really a minority that have gained interest to at least listen, and the mind registers, it's like a seed that is poured into our consciousness and eventually sprouts up. We just have to have patience and any thought of criticism about ourselves, which I'm notorious for it during my journey, it's not useful. And the lady on the mountain is really your reality. We talk about the symbolism of the story. I don't know how many of you read the story, but if you have not read the story, please contact Cavi so he can send it to you. Please do read it, because we're going to talk about symbolism of it. And the lady on top of the mountain and is the very high conscious, meaning that the children have come up during their climb where the bazaar looked very little on top. So their consciousness was rising from a mortal to an immortal more. And that lady is really your own reality, and you meet that lady when you meet yourself. And even Guru, Baba, any other guru that anybody has, really is the reflection of the truth that I am and you are, manifested that way. So even though the lady had a form on top of the mountain, it was nothing short of the reflection of the seven children's reality. And that's what makes this book really interesting, because the story came after the book was finished, question and answer. And so it got us ready to understand the very, very simple story of what the process is to have that meeting. I think most precious is type of a, I can't even say writing, whatever it is that came through, that it would be nice to refer to it over and over if we have a question about what are we doing here? What is the creation about? How to deal pain, how to deal with pain that is caused by someone, and so on and so forth. It's a map, not only for day-to-day life, but going beyond it, beyond that.
Should I read the last question?
Yeah, please do.
Then remember my words. In silence, the totality is known. Do this very secretly. No one needs to know your inner work until you are told to speak. And the question is, what is your understanding of these words? In silence, the totality is known. Do this very secretly. No one needs to know your inner work until you are told to speak.
I have a question about no one needs to know your inner work. When we participate in satsang, there is some sharing. And inevitably, there's sharing of our inner experiences and inner practices and questions and such. I guess the question is, who is the no one? Is the omnipresent knows everything. So that can't be. The guru can't be meant here. The other people who know cannot be meant here. Is it the bazaar? Is it the person sitting next to me? Where is that no one?
She's talking to all seven of them, meaning that don't let your enthusiasm send you out to preach what happened to you. Keep it among yourself. And she's really asking contemplation. And if you read this story, you realize that the person that was keeping diary and in the end, all seven, which are symbolic, the sevens are symbolic. So I'm going to keep you in suspense, because next week you will know what the seven children are and what this lady is saying.
Thank you, Satya. I think I need to read that story to understand. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a very, very simple story, but it really is profound. I think for next week, if it happens, I would like to talk about the symbolism and also the last letter in the diary of whoever was writing in the diary. And if you have any inspirational opening through reading The Most Precious or studying it or whatever, please bring it. Or if you have a burning question about it, because we're going to say goodbye to that book next week and probably use it as a tool for ourselves. To me, each one of us is asking that all of those questions, each one of us. And the answer is from each one of us that we are reading. Read it that way. Really, it is that way. As if you asked and your heart answered it. I read it on your own, just open it like this, like you're doing a, I don't know the words for it, and see what it comes, and if you want to contemplate a little bit, and then come and share with us next week.
So everyone reads the story and then comes in with, after contemplating on it, what they want to share.
They can just read so I can talk about the symbolism of it, but also the question and answer, if they want to just open it and see what comes for them, and that page that you have a question and answer, just contemplate in it, and if there is an opening, come and share with us.
And then should I print out all the symbolism and the last letter for our study circle?
No, you keep it for Sunday.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, Sachin.
Thank you so much to my guru for having such a beautiful room for in our heart and in our home.